Not all that long ago, a gentleman asked me if we could meet for prayers. We're holding an Unbound conference in a couple of weekends, and he said, "Father, I'd like to go through healing and deliverance prayers." He said, "There's some things from my past wounds that I've suffered. There are sins that I seem to have inherited from my family, addictions and other such sins." And he said, "But also there's the sins of my life, and I feel like they weigh me down. If I could just be freed from those, then I could follow Christ more faithfully." So we met together and we prayed through everything this gentleman could think of. And it was interesting because the entire time we were praying, we had sat down and we had done an inventory of that which we were going to pray through. And so while we prayed, he could just keep his eyes closed and I would pray for him. At the very end, he said, "Father, you know, it was so interesting. As you were praying, I saw myself at the foot of the cross. And as we prayed through things, I assisted our Lord in coming down from the cross after he had died. I helped to remove the nails. And he was placed on my shoulder to be carried to the tomb. And our Blessed Mother Mary was right beside me." And he said, "It was so interesting because when he was laid on my shoulder, I thought," he said, "it was so real. I felt like it was authentic, like this was really happening." He said, our Lord's body was so light. And I realized because all of the blood had been emptied from his body. And I carried him to the tomb, and I was the one beside Our Lady who got to lay him in the empty tomb." And he said, "Father, when you finished the prayers, I saw myself letting go of his body. And I heard the words in my mind, 3 days. And he said, "Father, I understand that what I just went through was a little sharing in our Lord's passion. He died for the sins of the world. He took every offense on himself. And now I was handing mine over to him. And like he rose from the dead, I too would experience a resurrection." My brothers and sisters, oftentimes in the season of Lent, we think, you know, we're doing these things. We're giving up video games or chocolate or soda or whatever it might be. And we think that's only because we need to die to ourselves in order to strengthen our wills. Right? If I could just let go of those things that hold me back, then I could follow Christ more faithfully. But there's something further and something deeper that we don't often think about. And that is that we enter into the season of Lent because we want to share in our Lord's life fully. Now, we're happy to share in His love, His mercy, all the good things He gives us, and we should. But very few people want to share in His sufferings. We say, "Lord, we want everything you have to give, but gosh, I don't want to have to suffer like you suffered." But if we truly love someone, just a few days ago, somebody sent me a text message, and it was in regards to the sacrament of marriage. And I'd never heard this before. The text message it said, and it was a little caption, a quote, and it said, "Do you know what the word compatible means?" So oftentimes two people, if they're going to get married, they better be compatible. What does the word compatible mean? Where does that come from? It comes from the Latin word compatire, which means to suffer with. So if two people are compatible, they're willing to suffer with one another. But it even goes further because if those people love one another, they're not just willing to suffer with one another, they actually desire to share their loved one's sufferings. When you love somebody, you're not willing, "Okay, I'm going to stand by your side." You want to take their sufferings on yourself. "I love you so much, I would embrace your suffering for you." My brothers and sisters, if we love our Lord, we ought to have the desire, "Jesus, I want to share in your sufferings." Like St. Paul said, "I glory in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ." And so part of this season of Lent, we say, "Lord, I take this on myself, whatever sacrifices and offerings and fastings, because I want to be conformed to you in your sufferings, so that one day I can share in your resurrection." And so throughout this season of Lent, you know, every day, let's say you give up soda. And let's say you drink soda every day. Or maybe it's video games. Or maybe it's somebody told me today, "Father, I think you should give up texting while you're driving." I think they're right. I've almost died 5,000 times. So that's one of the things I'm going to give up. But when we give up, every time we make a sacrifice, and I probably shouldn't have told all the kids that I text drive, but every time we give up a sacrifice, you know, when I'm driving along, I think, oh, I'm just going to get some work done, check it. When I make that sacrifice, I say, Lord, I'm going to die to myself because you died for me. And so that this little suffering I embrace will allow me to enter into your sufferings. I want to suffer with you because I love you. And by sharing in your sufferings, I want to be redeemed by you to live with you forever. So let's ask our Lord for the grace that in and through these sacrifices, these offerings, these fastings, we might become ever more one with Him and conformed to Him in His sufferings.